Okay, so welcome, Darlene. I'm delighted to talk with you about the product value decision-making framework that you created and that you wrote a book about and have taught MBA students. And let me just say that Darlene is passionate about helping business owners and entrepreneurs lead their companies strategically and realize the rewards and results for their efforts. She is a business growth advisor with a specialty in revenue generation with over two decades of experience. She's helped hundreds of existing small businesses and startup entrepreneurs pinpoint and deliver unique value to customers, product and service management, prepare for seeking financing, and complete growth projects. She presents, teaches, and publishes papers and books for executive decision makers and managers of product and project teams. And I'm delighted to chat with you and do this series with you on product value decision making.
Well, I'm very much appreciate the invitation and look forward to the conversation.
Great. Talk about what we're involved in, and I'm very excited to talk about the intensive 8-week series that we're delivering starting in October at the Port in Oakland for executives, business owners, and product managers to meet weekly and to work through the decision-making framework while working on their specific project areas.
You can always go to my website and look at my sort of bio and credentials. I have multiple degrees, but I would say my key, the way my mind thinks, is that I'm an integrator as opposed to a person that the analyst that breaks things down. When I analyze, I'm looking at what really composes the whole. And so that was always my question as I was working in companies, corporations, and looking at the challenges and opportunities for products development that they are facing. And my question about the product was, okay, what really is it? What's the whole product and what are we really building? And my experience was that nobody really knew until very late in the process. And so I thought, what if we flip that? And we said we made it clear in the front end, and we came up with a process that wouldn't be as fuzzy and flexible. Well, no, I didn't want to X out flexibility. What I want to reduce is fuzzy and say, what can we clearly understand about the products and particularly product value at the outset? So we actually know what we're driving for in terms of the result.
Well, one of the things that I really like to flesh out is definitions, because I productize my worldview is a product perspective. However, I find that what I mean by product, and certainly what I assume is understood about product value, it is really really different depending on who I'm speaking to and how close they are to a product, as well as what they consider a product is. So do you want to define what you mean by product? Because that's one of the things, since we're collaborating, we really need to appreciate each other's perspectives, as well as, I don't know that we need to necessarily agree, I think, but at least to raise the distinctions about what we mean by product and value.
Okay, well, a product, I think of as something that the customer is going to own and that they're paying us to build it and deliver it, okay? And so there are many people who work on products who work on different aspects of what that product is, but the customer doesn't care about that. They say, I'm buying this thing and I'm paying this price and I have expectations that it's going to make me happy or do this for me. And so I look at defining the product from the customer perspective and then doing the best to say, what's every perspective and skill, expertise that I need in order to make that happen? So I would say that's how I define a product. And when I'm looking at building a team, I'm looking at what do the different viewpoints and different skills contribute to creating something of value worth buying.
Awesome.
Okay.
So that is a broad...
Different from an internal IT project, which is many people have many needs and expertise, and they're constantly looking for systems or projects that will serve all of them. That's a different dimension. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. So from a IT perspective, the product are the services that they're delivering internal, which are essentially business operations driven. So we're talking about from in an enterprise.
Yeah. Different operating needs. But there is greater integration. What is the challenge now is people want greater integration of the information and data across all those different viewpoints. Anyway, but let's get back to product. We're here to talk about product.
Okay.
To customers, I definitely think, you know, for a product, I think companies are most concerned with what are my customers going to buy, what are they going to pay me, so that I can sustain the company, because revenue is the lifeblood of a company. You got to have it. I had one particular topic that I did want to, that I think should be on the list of things to talk about, or topics for a product management discussion. Since I'm doing the workshop or the lunch and learn on, you know, stepping up to leading growth, I wanted to kind of outline how that perspective applies to product management. And so I find for product managers and different, you know, product specialty areas or functional groups, we can get mired in the project itself and mired in the methodologies or different methodologies people use. And I think for project managers to be successful, it's really important for them to step up from being mired in this complex world of product development and management and marketing, and look around in order to take on more of the leadership role, say, to grab on to that core value of the product and say, what are we really taking to the customers and how are we going to create that and deliver it? And that taking that more strategic view means looking at the future, saying what did our researchers, market researchers, originally predict about the future, and is that happening or has that changed? So there's up, there's around, you know, what's around the project, and in terms of a structure, our methodology, our communication, and I think our ability as a collaborative group to make decisions. Collaborative groups collaboration is communication, general problem solving, but along the way in product management, there will be tough decisions, you know, features, functions, release dates, enhancements, you know, or and certain failures that come up in the process. You expected this technology to just work this way, and it doesn't work that way, so we can't go that direction. So ultimately, there's a whole set of decisions that have to be made that define what is going to be delivered to the customer, and that's where I found there's the real breakdown, because we don't have the product manager doesn't have the authority to make those decisions, but they have to facilitate them well enough across the whole organization, up and down, to make sure they're completed on the schedule, within the budget, to specifications. That mean you have a delivered product. And a lot of my work is about, okay, defining those decisions, creating informal processes that link to formal business decision processes so that the product gets done and it's perceived as successful.
So what do you mean by formal versus informal within a corporate setting?
Okay, the formal decision process is generally about budget. It says this product gets number one priority, the biggest budget, and the greatest flexibility in budget variance, because we believe it is the number one product that will shape our revenue for X period. Okay, that's the formal one, because it will have to be written. It probably has to be written
it's
down.
Documented. It's gone through a process, is buy-in, it's aligned with the business case.
Yes.
It's aligned with the top-down decision-making.
Yeah, and it's booked in the budget. So this is a real number, okay? Okay, the informal process is, okay, you know, we got this approval, we got this budget, we got this variance. But we can foresee that we're going to have to switch to a different technology, or we're going to have to get different expertise that will put us beyond the budget, beyond the variance. And then now that becomes a collaboration influence process in order to say, How do we present this? How do we negotiate it? And how do we become believable if we recommend another number or plan, and that we could really commit to delivery on that? Because if I've blown it once, why should they believe me the second time? So the informal breaks out frequently. And it's always my experience. It was always on Friday afternoon. You know, the project always seems to fall apart Friday afternoon, and then we have to figure out Monday morning where are we really picking up. I think the issue is if you say, oh, there really has to be a change, then there's a lot of, first of all, panic and gossip, but then it has to be structured into a real influence and potentially, and then have to hit the formal decision process to say, can I get a budget adjustment, you know, change order, typical language word, project word. And that informal stuff is what fascinated me, because it's cultural, it's political, it's human, and we're sort of not supposed to talk about it.
Isn't it also because it's difficult and it's messy and it's not easily dealt with. It's you're talking about the human factor.
Okay, it's what I call the living experience of actually getting through the rough parts of the project. And then you start saying, can I, you know, that's when we have our psychologists, our sociologists, our organization developers have theories about this. But the product manager is on the line. You have to do it. So then it involves personal, professional project decisions that you're making. And I think what I'm trying to do is to help product managers accept that and decide if and decide if I love this, it brings out my strengths, and here's how I can make them even stronger with some tools and frameworks and structures. Or is this really not my career choice, not a good career choice, and I should find something else? Or is it, I like this, but I would like to, I find that I'm really good at facilitating executives, and I really want to lead the whole company because product management is a great stepping stone to being a CEO of your own company. You, if you can navigate the formal leadership as well as the informal, that is an indicator that you know, you should do you want to have a leadership position ultimately in your career?
Right, or so, to leave that corporate environment to start a startup and be in a flat organization where they don't have to collaborate. Although, if they have investors, they certainly do. But there's not so many layers to have to navigate.
Well, you know, even in small organizations, even you are the boss, you're still influencing people, you know, partners. And if you're contracting with large companies, you're in exactly the same thing. So I think you need to be aware of it no matter what. It's not a function of the size of the company. I think it's a function of the leadership style and the business goals that you have and then who you have to engage with. So I have spent a lot of time looking at organization and development and management, and applying that directly to product and project activities. Usually, they're applied generally to managers who supervise people. But I'm really interested at every phase of the project, at every major risk point. What do you really do? And how do we make that can't necessarily make it easy, but we can make it a constructive process around value. Say, how can I go through those and maintain the focus of value to the customers, performance of my team, and my professional goals?
Excellent. And so we've come to the end of half hour. I think that's a great place to end. And I promise I will edit the front of this. But thank you so much, Darlene. And I'm very excited about the Lunch and Learn, Step Up to Leading the Growth of Your Business. And also, your website is at thecraneworks.com. And I invite people to go there. And if you are in the East Bay or San Francisco Bay Area, to join us for the Lunch and Learn and for the workshop that's coming up to meet Darlene in person. And join us again next week when we will be chatting further about this. Thanks, Darlene, for joining me today.
Thank you very much. This is a delightful conversation.
Okay. We'll speak more. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.